2 degrees at 3:04. Good afternoon. I'm Alba Lara with WBEZ News. The Chicago Transit Authority has secured almost $2 billion in federal funding for the Red Line extension. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, a Democrat, says the funding commitment is a significant milestone. The CTA plans to start construction on the project late next year. Workers at 7 Amazon facilities are on strike, including in North Suburban Skokie. The Teamsters Union said the workers joined picket lines today after Amazon ignored a Sunday deadline the union set for contract negotiations. The union called it the largest strike against the company in U.S. history. Amazon says it doesn't expect the labor action to impact its operations during the busy holiday shopping period. The strikes are taking place at 7 delivery stations, which are run by contractors who drop off packages to customers every day. Besides the Skokie location, they include facilities in Southern California, New York, Atlanta, and Georgia. About 60 violence intervention specialists will graduate from the Metropolitan Peace Academy today. WBEZ's Anna Savchenka has more.
Many of the graduates come from troubled backgrounds. Now, they're trained victim advocates, street outreach workers, and case managers. Director of Field Instruction Stephen Perkins says they'll use their skills to prevent violence from breaking out in their communities.
Many of them have not graduated, you know, in a formal graduation before in their life. And so for the first time, they're walking across the stage and they bring their family members and loved ones to see them and to celebrate them. So don't want to minimize just the importance of celebrating our men and women who are doing this work.
Perkins says this cohort will join over 500 graduates already working as violence interrupters in Chicago. I'm Nassaf Shunka, WBEZ News.
In sports, Blackhawks host Seattle tonight. The Bulls are in Boston. The Wolves have the night off. In college basketball, Eastern Illinois is on the road against Southeast Missouri State. Cloudy today, breezy with snow on the way, a high near 32. Right now it's 31 at O'Hare and at the lake it's 33 at Midway. This